Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And welcome into our Straight Talk program brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Also brought to you by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And by Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more by going to PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And we want to start off by thanking Charlie Ruffalo for allowing us to take the show on the road today at Substation 2, open 6 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., home of the fresh salads and subs made right before your eyes. We are at the 65th Annual Leslie Volunteer Fire Department, or the Leslie Fire and Rescue Department, if you will, barbecue. 65 years they've been doing this. We are waiting for Chief Tommy White, and as you can hear in the background, it is very busy here. But George Schwab is standing to my left, and I'll put him on the spot. Grab a chair, George. Somebody. Because if you expect me to do this by myself, this is going to be a very fast broadcast. But a good friend of the radio station, and we've all known him for many years, Mr. George Schwab with us. And, George, I see business as brisk as it is every year for the last 65.
Let's see. I've been here, come July, will be 60 years.
Okay.
And so I've done 59 barbecues.
My gosh.
Well, we'll take one off COVID.
That's right. That's so, right. We didn't have one year.
Right.
Yeah. And that was missed.
Oh, I believe they're making up today.
It looks like it. I'll tell you, they are lined up out the door here, and the guys in the parking lot were great getting us in.
No break this morning at all, but that's what we wanted.
Yeah, it looks
and like with you taking care of us advertising on WRHI, the people have come out.
Yeah, and you had the added power of Interstate 107, so, I mean, we really stacked the odds there. So you were on both.
Oh, okay.
As you are every year, but
yeah,
it's quite a crowd. There's no chance you're going to run out today, is there?
We might. There was a lady just asked me, are you all going to have any more in the morning? I said, that's a good question.
Now I'm going to have to find out myself before I run those ads in the morning for the radio station. I wouldn't want an ad telling people to come here and nobody be home.
Last year, we had only 90 pounds to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And from 9 o'clock till 10:45, it was gone.
Wow.
And we did get to see the balloon down here at Leslie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Chinese balloon.
Yes.
That's right. I remember that. I was going into work and looked up and thought, that moon is hanging awfully low. Wait, that's not a moon. That must be the balloon. You're right. I had a friend up in Kentucky send me a text message saying, get that thing down. And I said, stand by. And around that same time, they shot it down, and I just answered him back saying, mission accomplished. Not that I had anything to do with it. It's just comical, the timing, and right off of our coast.
Right. Yes, but it has been some more of a busy morning, which we've made the line a little different here
in the bay
to accommodate more customers inside, and they have filled up the zigzag line.
They have. It was kind of like a little maze there to come through there, you know.
Right.
Which I thought was, who designed that? Was that your doing?
No, or? I did not have anything to do with the design of the layout, but I'd say it is working better.
It is.
Yeah.
And you're getting them in and out, and, well, it's thinned a little bit now for the moment, so, but people will continue to come, and, of course, you got the cones set up outside, so the whole thing is very highly organized and very well run, from getting in and out and the parking and all the rest of it.
You know, over the years, several years now that we have done the inside takeout only I've not been able to see how the parking lot goes, but the people, attendants out there, they must handle it real, real good, the way we got it laid out. And we would love to have seating inside again, but we don't have the parking space available for that. And because I've had several come up and say, are you going to have eating inside this year? And I said, no. Well, you know, that's the time that once a year that I get to see our neighbors or friends and have a talk. So naturally, they talk, and that holds up space.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just like a restaurant. You want to keep it rolling. in, feed them, get them out.
Well, it's a little tough to do there, but you guys are doing a pretty good job. You've got a whole assembly line there. As I just saw Brown Simpson down there at the other end. Is he actually working this year, or is he loafing again?
He's volunteering. We're trying to train him to see how Leslie does it so that it'll pass on to Oakdale.
That's right, because they're coming up, I think, next month, he said.
I believe it is March.
Yeah.
They'll have their annual barbecue, which there again, they have a space problem.
Yep, that's right, and a parking problem, especially over there. Yeah, that's been going on. Well, what is new with the Leslie Vaughn? I mean, this is a big the fundraiser for you all, and you work very hard at it. When did you begin getting everything together as far as... You sent me an email, I think it was last week, saying that they were getting ready to start cooking the hams.
Right. We usually get the hams in on Friday morning, week before the barbecue. Then Monday morning at 5 o'clock, usually the hams are on the cooker. We do one batch on a Monday. Then the remaining is cooked on Tuesday. This week, I'd say the last hams came off of the cooker probably around 6:30.
Okay.
So, and naturally, they were put on at 5.
Wow.
And then, so after you take them off out of the cooker, you have to put them on steel tables, break them up apart, and cool them. Get all that meat cool before you put them in the refrigeration.
Okay. Now, how long was the refrigeration process? A couple of days, or?
Yes. We were chopping Wednesday.
Okay.
Started chopping Wednesday. Yesterday morning, we chopped 700 pounds of cabbage.
Wow. And
so there's fresh slaughter today.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, they were bringing it into the station as I was leaving to come out here, so I missed on that. But they're going to love it. I mean, we got a new guy down here, T.J. Dunmire, who's running the board for us this afternoon and is doing great work. But he's going to enjoy this if he gets a chance to actually sit and eat some of this. I know Tyler will guide him through that process.
Right.
So what is new with the Leslie Volunteer Fire Department other than this? I mean, you guys have been staying busy or, you know, able to catch your breath occasionally?
Our calls, they vary. Some days you might not have anything, but being that we assist EMS on calls, it could be just like, I believe, yesterday morning we had a call that a gentleman had fallen in his home and he needed help to get up from where he had fallen. So EMS was dispatched. We were dispatched also for manpower assist. Because naturally, some of these people could be 250 to 350 in weight. And you've got two ladies on the ambulance.
That's true. Yeah.
So that's more than a double handful.
That certainly is, to be sure. And of course, some people, when they think of, you know, fire departments, or, you know, you guys are fire and rescue, so you do more than put out fires. And,
oh yes.
And you know, you're at accident scenes and all sorts of things. You're called upon.
We naturally, with 1 year of the profits that we made with the barbecue, because this is our annual fundraiser, but we bought a boat and trailer and other water rescue equipment to take care of water rescue down on the Catawba, mainly for the area that the 1,900-acre
that fell in your project. Jurisdiction, yes.
Sure. I forget now if it's 4 miles or so that 1,900 acres takes care of water frontage.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it is about 4 miles of water. Mm-hmm. You're right. And you guys are responsible for the safety of all that.
Right.
Boy, that's a tall, tall task, tall order.
Yeah.
Especially if you get other calls at the same time.
That's right.
That would be rather challenging. How large of a staff do you have here now, George?
Actually, volunteers, we are low. Active volunteers, we have 26. Mm-hmm. But then we do have one full-time paid person that usually hours are from 8 to 4. And then we have, I think, 5 part-time firemen that assist on a part. They have other, either City of Charlotte firefighter or a Rock Hill firefighter that on day off they fill in here for paid staff.
This really is a calling for you guys. I mean, you know, I've had friends that have done this before in other locales, and the mindset is all the same. I mean, when the alarm goes or they smell the smoke, they run. And they run right to it.
Yes, it is. You know, as I mentioned, I've been here come July will be 60 years. But I had 4 years prior to that at Newport.
Okay.
And I was just I was at Piedmont Fort Mill Hospital Monday night, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to go through the CT scan, and I said to the two guys, I said, you know, I better take my pager off.
Yeah.
What? I said, my pager. They had no clue what a pager
was. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah. This world, everything now is through the cell phone, if you will.
Yeah. Well, you know, my time goes back before there was any alerting system whatsoever. You depended on the 7 phones that were located in a business or a residence. And then that person, when they got the call, they came to the fire station, wrote on the board, which was across the road from where we are now, on a chalkboard as to what the fire was, and then set the siren off.
Okay.
And when you heard that siren, you took off to the station to see what you had and where to go.
Okay.
That was your method of notification of
a
call.
That's almost dark ages. I mean, that's hard to conceive now in this high-tech era in which we live.
That's right. Yeah. But, you know, it worked back in those days, even
yeah.
though we lost stuff, but we saved stuff also.
Yeah.
You know.
What kind of response time do you all have? I mean, obviously now.
I'd say usually without the paid people, it can be from 6 to 7 minutes probably.
That's not bad, actually.
No.
You know, that's not bad at all. Is that pretty average for most,
really? I don't know, Steve.
That's an interesting analysis there, that 6 to 7 minutes, they are literally coming from all points to this point and then out from there.
And I'd say it can depend on the nature of the call, too.
Uh-huh.
If it's really a service call, it's like, why do you need to run sirens and
right.
red lights on a non-emergency call that you've got, whereas if you've got a structure fire call come in, you want to be more promptly to attend, take care of that business.
Is there a certain amount of triaging of the calls that goes on and through a central dispatch, or is the dispatch right here in the station, or how does that work?
Well, the calls naturally will come from 911. They dispatch us, and then if it is a structure fire, according to the location in our district, it could be an Oakdale Fire Department assist, or it could be a Riverview Fire Department assist. Few times, if it's right at the Lancaster County line on Highway 5, depending on the type call, we could ask for Lancaster County, since the Lancaster County line is the Catawba River.
Yeah, we're not that far from there as it is. George Schwab is with us. He is with the Leslie Fire and Rescue Department. And, of course, this is their 65th annual barbecue, their big fundraiser for the year. I mean, this is pretty much it for you guys as far as raising money. It's not like there's going to be a Leslie Fire and Rescue golf tournament or anything coming along, or maybe that's an idea.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad that we have you with us, Stephen. But now Manning has been here, I don't know how many years.
Every year he's done the show.
And I understand that he's quite a few miles away from us.
Yes.
But you think he could be listening to us, maybe?
It's always a possibility. You know, I never know. I mean, he has ears everywhere.
Yeah.
So there is a chance. And, of course, this will get played back tomorrow morning as an encore edition, so he may catch it then, you know.
Right.
But
so
yes.
He always is here to get a taste of the barbecue, too.
Ah, yes. That's a good point. Yeah. Well, he's going to be kicking himself now having missed that because it smells great and it's making me hungry. We're going to take our mid-program break. On that note, remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Caborium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Charlie Ruffalo has allowed us to come out on the road today to the Leslie Fire Department annual barbecue, and we thank Charlie for that. And remind you that Charlie's open right now, serving fresh subs and salads there in Cherry Road across from Winthrop. They do it right before your eyes, 6 days a week from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. The magical way is slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. We'll be right back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
It's soup weather and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies, and we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
With Comporium, you get way more than home security. You get eyes everywhere. Remote access to lights and locks from anywhere. And right now, you'll get a secure home for a lot less than you'd think with anytime live video streaming, remote temperature control, and 24/7 monitoring. We're more than your internet company. We're your peace of mind, never felt this easy company. For zero stress levels, stay connected to what matters most. Comporium, always ready.
Last year was a big year for Founders Federal Credit Union and our amazing members. A total of $30 million was given back to qualifying members in the form of loyalty bonus dividends, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. Founders is also committed to pouring time and resources into the local communities we serve. If you aren't a member yet, what are you waiting for? Join Founders today. Visit foundersfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back into our Straight Talk program. We are live at the 65th annual Leslie Fire Department Barbecue, and just running into everybody that's anybody is coming out here today. And joining us now, one of the hardest working guys here, Chief Tommy White, is finally off the assembly line after George Pinch hit for you there. And Chief, it's always good to see you. Welcome.
Well, good to have y'all here, and appreciate what y'all do for us.
Well, we appreciate everything that you do for us and the bigger picture of that. Let's talk a little bit about this. This is the one and only fundraiser. Is it enough to cover the needs of a fire department?
It is. We do this once a year. We have it's grew a little bit every year, but right now we pretty much hold to about 3,300 to 3,400 pounds each time, because we now got it down to a science. We pretty much, when we run out of meat and things, everything else kind of falls right in line, and so we don't really have a tremendous amount of waste.
It is a well-oiled machine that you got here, from the parking lot guys out there to the maze of the line that comes through here.
Well, I mean, you know, for many, many, many years, we used to have people inside sitting, you know, and it was a big social thing. A lot of people enjoyed that.
Sure.
And, of course, during our COVID times, that took care of all of that.
Yes.
And so when, I think it was 21 maybe, we didn't have the barbecue because of it.
Right.
We've done it ever since. And so now it's a little bit aggravating on some people. They'd rather be inside eating. But with the way things are right now, and it's just as easy for us to do it this way. And we try to move people in and out faster. Of course, we still get behind because of the amount of food that's going out. So, but the people that support us real well in the area, we got people that come by. I had one gentleman this morning said he got off the interstate to get gas and seen the sign and seen the address, and I put it in my GPS and brought me down here and said, I'll come to eat some barbecue.
That's a smart guy. It's about as good a barbecue as you're going to find anywhere.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, back when we were still eating inside, we had a couple that actually lived in Rock Hill that moved to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And they would watch it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they'd drive up here for that. They'd come see some friends and family.
Sure.
But they'd always come during the barbecue.
It's a great time to do it. And, of course, what are some of the pressing needs that you all have this year as a fire department?
Well, I know a lot of people have seen our telephone poles we got planted out back.
And right.
What we're working on is some props that we can have here for when we have our training nights and stuff. We'll be able to go out there and we'll be able to do rope work and rappelling. We'll have the tower be set up to where we can have do ladder training, and we're going to have a burn section in it. And it will just allow us to do a little bit more here versus the training center. Our training center is a great training center, and we go out there one time a year, but we have to do so much to get prepared to go.
Yeah.
If we go, we have to have somebody to stand by for us. And we have to drive 18 miles to take everything over
there.
That's
right.
And it takes up a Saturday pretty much if we go there. But here at night, we can have a couple of nights a week if we needed to.
In your own backyard.
And actually was able to get a grant to help me support the tower.
Okay.
The stuff on it. That man right there helped me get it.
I was going to say, is this guy ever any help to you here?
Yeah, he's a little bit of help, man. You know, he has a high deficiency, but yes. Other than that, he comes through pretty good.
That's what we're talking, of course, about. Our very fine. That's right. He knows how to eat. Randy Ligon is here, of course. Saw Andrew Keel earlier. We were mentioning Brown Simpson over from the Oakdale Fire Department, where you guys are training him on how to do this properly with the barbecue. Theirs is next month. There is a lot of interaction between the fire departments, you guys and Oakdale and the others, Newport.
Yeah,
and such.
Oakdale's, we do mutual aid one another. We do mutual aid also with Riverview. And then occasionally, if we short of manpower or something, and depending on the call, if I call the city, they'll send a truck. They'll send me whatever I want. And so, you know, it's all works out. And yeah. we have to kind of support one another on the volunteer side. And because with Oakdale, they get short of manpower sometimes, just like we do. So we have to back one another up.
One of the things I remember from the Christmas party that my wife and I are always honored to come to each year, you know, that you have, is the manpower issue. They're not exactly coming out and volunteering as they used to. Or is it a generational thing, or do they just not know?
I'm working on 44 years myself in the department. And I got one grandson that has became a member, and he's about the youngest one we have. And the people just don't join like they used to. And a lot of people, we've had people come by and say, you know, hey, I'd like to volunteer, but when we hand them that folder of stuff that's required for them to do, they say, well, I just want to volunteer. Well, that's what it takes to be a volunteer.
Yeah, there is a criteria, and it is a rather rigorous training, isn't it?
I would think
that it would be.
A lot of hours. You got to be with the training and all, the certifications, and you have to keep it up. So they just don't do it like they used to.
Why is that? Is it because a lack of advertising or for, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, years back, businesses used to let people off from work to go to calls.
That's right.
And you don't have that no more. And a lot of these young kids coming up now, they don't really think about the fire service. You have to catch them young, and if you can get them in that recruit program for young firemen, that's a big help. And the state tries to do that across the state, is to get them young and get them started. And when they graduate from high school, if everything works out, they can go take that court, do the, I think it's a 8-hour burn.
Right.
And they're certified.
Okay.
And they can go anywhere in the state.
Do you guys get the opportunity to go to, you know, I mean, you got Rock Hill High School just down the street here, or the other high schools?
No, I think the York School District, Clover School District, and Rock Hill's not doing it yet. We don't have one in Rock Hill. There's a lot of areas, Greenville County and upstate up there, they're big on it.
Yeah.
And some other areas are too. And that's what they're trying to push, is to get those kids in there like that, let them see what it's about, and because they can go anywhere in the state that they want.
Chief, our time has flown by, as 30 minutes is never enough, but thank you for having us as always. I know Manning would want me to thank you, and I know he's sorry he missed this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we, like I say, we appreciate what y'all do. I'm glad you came out.
Well, we appreciate you, Chief White. You've been listening to Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. We're back at Substation 2 this coming Monday. They're open 6 days a week, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Home of fresh subs and salads made right before your eyes. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. Have a great weekend.